Okay, welcome to February 19th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. 1945, Battle of Iwo Jima. The American Navy and Marines, with Major General Harry Schmidt and Vice Admiral Mark Mitcher, the Japan forces, led by Lieutenant General Tadamichi Kurabayashi and Colonel Baron Takichi Nishi. The result? Not only an American victory, but also a proud American selfie. Now that the Allies had victories in the Philippines, they were ready to head for Okinawa. And just 660 miles from Japan was Iwo Jima, sitting all by itself. Since the Allies had over 110,000 men versus the Japanese 23,000 men, it wasn't really much of an exciting fight. 550 Marines died and 1,800 wounded, but a little more than a month later, the battle was over. Iwo Jima could be used for its strategic airfields to launch an attack against Japan, and the American flag was famously raised, as depicted in the Pulitzer Prize winning picture by Joe Rosenthal, that said to the world, "How you like me now?" United States of America, everybody, like a boss! 1847, the first rescuers find the Donner Party. During the summer prior to this point, the Donner and Reed families headed out west from Illinois like thousands of other settlers. The difference with this group is that they relied on faulty information on how to get to California. They used the Hastings Cutoff, which literally cut them off from getting to California. They ran into problems with that trail not really being much of a trail at all, in the Wasatch Mountains, the Great Salt Lake Desert, and the Humboldt River. They arrived at the Sierra Mountains 3 weeks late, which made a huge difference as far as the weather was concerned. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, they were too late and winter begun in full swing. Snow trapped the crew near what is now Donna Lake, and the crew began killing and eating their oxen, and then later, other human beings who had perished in the bitter cold. News finally reached Sutter's Fort in present-day Sacramento on January 31st, and a team went out and searched for our cannibalistic friends. They found the crew nearly covered in snow and barely alive. Though the few remaining survivors were rescued, many of them still didn't survive the rescue trip to California. Out of 89 people who started their journey, only 45 survived. In American Revolution news, 1777, Benedict Arnold gets passed up for promotion. Although he fought bravely in Saratoga and Ticonderoga, kinda, he had a lot of enemies and was court-martialed for corruption. He was passed over for the rank of Major General and couldn't understand why Union officers were leapfrogging over him, so he went to General Washington, who assured him there might be a mistake. But George Washington would be incorrect, and Arnold began his traitorous cause. In 1780, he offered to hand West Point over to the British, which would give the British control over the Hudson River and sever the line between New England and other colonies. But his plan was foiled, and serving in the British Army, he would be passed for promotion there as well. Benedict Arnold retired to Britain after the war and died poor and lonely. And moving on to disaster news, 1977, the Starland Vocal Band wins the Grammy for Best New Artist for the song Afternoon Delight. The problem with that award is that up until 2005, it had been a raging death curse for artists' careers. With the exception of Mariah Carey and the Beatles, a large majority who won the Best New Artist award fell to one-hit wonder status, including Milli Vanilli, Men at Work, Hootie and the Blowfish, Christopher Cross, and that one dude who sang A Taste of Honey. And that's it for February 19th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Thanks for listening.
Started out this morning feeling so fight.